Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. There's an old saying that nothing in life is sure except death and taxes, but maybe the word change should be added because transitions are a natural part of life, such as changing jobs, having children, retiring, or losing a spouse, all of which can affect your finances. Our next guest says the death of a spouse in particular can present some tough challenges. Anne Beckwith is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group. She joins us now by phone. Anne, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Walk us through some of the difficulties that you've seen in your experience when a client loses a spouse.
You know, losing a spouse is one of the most difficult things that anyone will ever go through. I'm sure you can imagine a widow experiences just a cascade of emotions and really feels disoriented for quite some time. It can really feel like being in a fog. And so my job as a financial advisor is to help take care of the details so that my client can properly grieve.
All right, let's walk through then some of these recommendations that you have for someone who has just lost their spouse when we're talking about their finances.
One of the most important things we say is, if at all possible, don't make any major financial decisions for at least a year. Now, everyone's situation is different, but if you can hold off on those big, irreversible decisions, it really is best to wait until the dust is settled and you can think more clearly. If circumstances allow, don't immediately go and sell your house just because you don't want to be living there alone. You don't take a life insurance settlement and go buy a vacation home. And don't start giving away lots of stuff, and that includes money. It's really best to just kind of hold off on any major financial decisions for at least a year.
All right, what's next?
So an important thing to do soon after losing a spouse is to kind of review your cash flow and liquidity needs to figure out if you have what you need to get through this first period. So I'd say first, just prepare a list of your sources of income. And this may be wages from a job or Social Security or a pension. You might have other income like portfolio income or rental income or income from a business or partnership. And then make a list of your necessary expenses. So these are things like your mortgage or your rent, you know, funds to maintain your home, money for utilities, groceries, gas, stuff like that. But also take into account discretionary expenses for just fun things like recreation or entertainment. These are really important things that you're going to need to do for yourself to care for yourself while you're grieving. You know, I also work with widows to get organized after the death of a spouse. It's important to collect important documents, and it's also really important to take notes during this transition period. You know, you're in such a fog, it can be hard to remember conversations you've had, and it can be really hard to remember important financial decisions that you've made. And so I would advise a new widow, write everything down. It is okay to write everything down because you're really going to be glad you have that to look back at later.
I know that there can be a lot to this topic, but if you could share with us one more thing that you feel is really important that you've seen in your own experience.
Yeah, I think it's really important for a new widow to be aware of financial scams. You know, when you're newly widowed, it's normal to be vulnerable. And unfortunately, there are people out there who like to prey on vulnerable people. And so just be really vigilant about any requests for money that you get. You know, even large requests from charitable organizations, just be cognizant of any requests that are coming in. And you know, don't hesitate to ask a trusted friend or your financial advisor about those types of requests.
Well, Anne, maybe for anybody who might have joined us late, a quick summary of these financial recommendations for someone who has lost a spouse?
Yeah, so losing a spouse is one of the hardest things you'll ever go through, but there are a few key things to remember in that early period. The first is don't make any major financial decisions for at least a year, if at all possible. Another is to review your cash flow and your liquidity needs to make sure that you are going to be covered in that first period. And then also start an organization system where you can keep track of all the different documents that are coming in and make sure that you take notes of any important conversations that you have during the transition period. Also, just be aware of financial scams, any requests for money that you get. Be very vigilant And it's okay to second guess those types of things.
And great information. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks, Mike.
Ann Beckwith is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group. She joined us by phone from her office in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.